Anyone who buys groceries in Sitka knows food here is expensive. So expensive that people might choose pre-cooked meals just to save the cost of electricity. So expensive that more people are coming to the Salvation Army for help.
We are pastors first.
Evadne Wright is an ordained minister. She manages the Sitka Post with her husband, who she refers to as Major Turney Wright. The room the couple uses for Sunday worship, prayer meetings, and Bible study is now covered with a blue tarp and rows of Thanksgiving-themed canned goods. The turkeys were on the way.
So we can pick up the other stuff if need be, and there's no real rush, but if it does help. I'll make you cookies. Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Evadne is from New Zealand and moved to Sitka for the Salvation Army post in 2011.
Love it. Don't want to go. So if the boss is hearing, leave me here.
Wright confesses she doesn't really understand the American custom of back-to-back holidays focused on excessive consumption, Thanksgiving followed by Christmas. But she recognizes that the people who come to her need help. That's enough motivation to keep her in constant motion, to make sure that those whose fundamental needs aren't adequately served have options and access to comforts of holiday tradition.
I don't put a criteria. If they walk in through those doors and are asking for assistance, they are an assistance need. It takes a lot of courage to walk through those doors and admit that you are not doing okay, that you need a hand.
Since Wright took over the post, she says the number of families requesting a box of Thanksgiving staples has increased.
Although not huge in numbers, last year we did 85. That's still 6 more families at Thanksgiving. This year, we are 90. That's 5 more families. So it's not huge, huge spiky numbers per se, but out of the 90 families that are signed up, it is 305 people.
Wright started her post in 2011. That year, 79 families requested Thanksgiving boxes, up from 35 in 2010. This year, it's 90. But I was curious about the rest of the year, after the holidays, when we typically resume normal diets. Wright says the assistance need is still evident when looking at their food pantry numbers.
So some of the items are very generic, like the beans and the ramen noodles, although sometimes not the healthiest. It is the quickest way to sometimes fill a tummy.
Each month, families or individuals can drop in and take home a bag of food. In the past 3 years, the number of individuals visiting the food pantry increased by nearly 60%. That's 500 more people this year compared to 2010 visiting the Salvation Army for supplemental groceries. What's really staggering? According to the Salvation Army numbers, 15% or over 1,300 Sitkins participated in the food pantry program in 2013. But here's the thing. While the number of individuals seeking food assistance from the Salvation Army pantry has dramatically increased since 2010, the number of households has decreased. Wright has an explanation for this.
We have had an increase in family sizes, but not meaning lots of children and stuff, but grandmas who are raising their grandchildren. Grandparents who are on a fixed income, who have now got custody or are looking out for grandchildren because there are families who leave town to work to make it to try and better themselves. But for sometimes it is not an easy thing to take your children along.
On a larger scale, the story is consistent with the increased number of people signing up for food stamps in Sitka since 2010. The State of Alaska Health and Social Services counted 820 people on food stamps for the month of September 2013. That's almost 1 in 10 Sitkins, a 17% increase since 2010.
Here's your turkey, and here's your box.
Tuesday was distribution day, when families come to pick up their Thanksgiving boxes. Wright was her usual energetic and gregarious self. The recipients were more subdued.
I got laid off this year because the restaurant I've been working at full time is remodeling.
Yeah, whatever they want.
Bad time of the year to be off. And You can't get help until, you know, so much time goes by, and then the state will help you. And these guys have been awesome every year I've ever needed any help, so.
Did you come last year?
Last year I was working, so I didn't need help, so that was nice. But so it was really nice this year to be able to get help, too.
This woman's need changes depending on whether she's working. A temporary loss in income, a slight increase in income that reduces a food stamp benefit, or an unexpected medical bill, it doesn't take much to push someone through the doors of the Salvation Army. And Wright is there to meet them when they do.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, you too.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.